The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil Advocates radio show, Dom, of Thursday that you sure as hell wish was a Friday, don't you? Don't
you? You know it, baby. Happy Friday Eve, Crudy, to you. Post birthday, pre Dominic birthday. Rich working hard on the board, getting us some sound, screening your calls ever so lightly at 844-967-2789.
Yes, I was going to mention, Dom, we're celebrating your birthday Eve. And my birthday hangover. And the Republicans celebrated by welcoming back the Cheeto Messiah to the Hill. The first time Donald Trump has returned to the Hill, Dom, since January 6th.
You know, kind of like the insurrection. The return to the scene of the crime.
And it was something of a GOP pep rally, you know, like you have before the big game, Dom. Firing up the fans. So Trump came to the Hill. Not really the Congress, per se, but a private Republican club on the Hill. And apparently he came there to crap on the city that he will need to win the state of Wisconsin that will be hosting RNC MKE Sucks 2024, Dom?
Well, it depends on who you talk to, Crudy. Some folks, hell, even some of those hard right, you know, radio guys that are running cover for Donald Trump and several of the folks in the room coming up with different versions, different stories of what was actually said. But my impression, the takeaway is apparently Donald Trump not fond of the fair city, my hometown right now of Milwaukee. Boo. I got to tell you, if you don't like it, don't come. I'm just saying.
You know, I've got a crap hole city list as well. Maybe I'll share more of it later in the big show. But let's talk about U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Your buddy used to bring him on the show quite a bit, Dom. Well, Ron Johnson has been out there mitigating since effectively he was the unindicted co-conspirator in the January 6th, Dom, claiming it was just touristy. Stayed inside the ropes. You know, no big deal. Just because they were trying to overturn the peaceful transition of power, Dom. You know, had they been Black Lives Matter protesters, then
he would have been
Ron might have been a little worried. But he went, what, where is the source of this sound we're going to share with the audience, Dom? Is this a Foxy News appearance?
Yeah, Ron Johnson
was my impression.
The Foxy Business today, I guess, talking trash again, you know, trying to rewrite history of the January 6th. The sound just speaks for itself. It's just the continuation of Ron Johnson and these Republicans. Oh, it was no big deal, no big deal. In this case, he goes on about grandmas and grandpas. Rich, if you have, let's lay down the broccoli for our fair audience.
Well, they've had this massive dragnet, this massive manhunt for, you know, grandma and grandpas that showed up on January 6th. Never entered the Capitol, just happened to be in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
They're taking agents, SWAT raids, to arrest people that are no threat to them whatsoever. So, no, the FBI has become completely partisan. It's wasting resources. It doesn't need a budget increase. It needs total reform. It needs a complete change at the head. Christopher Wray, his job was to restore integrity and credibility of the FBI. He's done the exact opposite.
The Raw story goes on that Johnson was embroiled in controversy in the wake of the deadly attack on the Capitol when the mob of Trump supporters erupted in what was supposed to be a Stop the Steal protest in hopes of thwarting the certification, yada, yada. Johnson, through an aide, attempted to secure a hush-hush handoff of an alternate set of pro-Trump electors to then-Vice President Mike Pence minutes before he would begin to count electoral votes on that fateful day. Johnson's characterization of the arrest of seniors tied to January 6th, ironically, I mean, so surprisingly, doesn't square with the data. Little statistics here. Seton Hall University, of the 716 rioters that were involved that day, mostly were men, 81.3% were charged, with 28.2% in their 30s, 23.8% between 18 and 29, and 21.8% in their 40s. Conversely, of the women charged, 12.7%, the majority were in their 50s, 31.9%, and followed by 27.5% in their 30s and 18.7% in their 40s. Point being, I guess you could be a grandparent, you know, pretty early in life. It doesn't take that long, right? Hell, isn't Lauren Boebert's a grandma right now, right? And she seems kind of young. But no, man, these aren't people like your age, Ron, that were there. They're mostly in their 30s, 20s, 30s, 40s. Come on, man. Oh, yeah, you make them sound like a couple of old people, you know, with their walkers just walking around the Capitol, and we're using the resources of the FBI to, you know, break them down and take them away at the all-you-can-eat buffet at 4 p.m. I mean, give me a break, John. He just continues to try and just you know, rewrite the history of this thing.
Can I add a note, Tom, on rewriting the history according to Ron Johnson? Mm-hmm. He craps on Christopher Wray, right, the FBI director. Do you know Christopher Wray was appointed by Donald Trump on June 7th of 2017? This
there.
Is the Trump appointee.
Yeah.
So the disappointment with Christopher Wray is that they're what, actually prosecuting the crimes of the January 6th? Is this the problem you have with the man? The FBI is doing their job. They've seen crimes. The part you don't like is the criming was done by your team, Ron. You know what I mean? The criming was done by your team. Again, he said it aloud. Had it been a Black Lives Matter protest marching upon the U.S. Capitol that day on January 6th, then he would have been worried. But I can tell you what, he'd have an entirely different attitude about the prosecution of the, you know, grandmas and grandpas walking out there, the Gray Panthers, perhaps, marching with the Black Lives Matter people. You know, Dom, it is just so transparent, this guy.
And he's our senator. Yeah, he just got elected. We got to put up with this guy for a long time.
He's our senior senator.
Unless maybe there's a superseding indictment. Josh Call, the attorney general from the state of Wisconsin, has charged three of the, you know, Trump-supportive, Jim Troupas et al., with fraud related to overturning the election. Maybe you'll get, you know, someone to squeal. Maybe we'll get roll over. Maybe we'll get Ron. But in the meantime, here he is out there just spewing. And the who's the cat? The former congressman from Northern Wisconsin. He's now on the Fox the Fox business. That's who he was speaking to. And the guy said, yeah.
Sean Duffy.
Duffy. Duffy's that cat.
Sean Duffy's Duffy. The Duffmeister.
Yeah. No, Duffy. No, that's not even close to accurate. It's not even close to true. And at the end of the day, if a guy like, I don't know, maybe someone in their, call him, you know, mid to late 70s, maybe like 77, you know, maybe coming from a place of wealth, maybe place of privilege, maybe thought that maybe something should happen. They were upset that, you know, they were told that the election was stolen from them. And that old guy, maybe he tried to do some fake tanning a lot. You know, maybe he thought very highly of himself and he decided he's going to take it upon himself as an old man to go down and start breaking windows at the Capitol and making lawmakers flee for their lives. You know, the resulting deaths of multiple people, the shame of an attack, an assault on our Capitol. If a 77-year-old person did that, then they should be arrested just the same as if they were 27, 37. You know what I'm saying? Give me a break. Even if that were to be the case, which it certainly is not, Ron Johnson, they should, what, get a pass because they're AARP members? What are you trying to tell me here, man? No, they're not wasting the resources. I can't believe they got out of the Capitol in the first place. How do you not encircle that joint and tag every one of those people when they're coming out. Oh, yeah, that's right. Donald Trump was in charge. He sat on his ass for 3 hours. I mean, you see some of this new audio video coming out of
congressional leaders.
Schumer and Pelosi. Schumer's like, where the F? What the F is going on? Get these people out here. Do something. 3 hours. And everyone just decided, oh, just walk away. In what universe does that ever happen if it were not for a guy like Donald Trump in charge, not calling in the cavalry, man?
I would point out your buddy, former Righty Whitey talk radio host, Charlie Sykes, you know, from TMJ, now with the MSNBC mostly. Charlie Sykes was recently calling out Ron Johnson. And Charlie helped build up Ron Johnson, took private citizen Johnson, that, you know, $9 million of Ron's own money, helped turn him into a U.S. senator, help him defeat my guy, Russ Feingold. But what I would point out, even Charlie has to look at the footnotes in the call indictments of the Cheese Bro and the Troopus and the campaign aide, Mike Roman, to the Trump campaign, and point out the fact Ron Johnson was fully read in on the details of the criming. Ron Johnson has denied understanding this fake elector plotter, even knowing it was going on. He was just a patsy. He was just a vessel. He was just like the UPS guy dropping off some fake electors. How would I know what was in the package?
Claimed he didn't even know what it was.
You would know because you were informed. And there are emails, there are receipts, Ron. And just because you didn't get indicted in the first round, yes. You know, Josh Call. We'll get around to Josh Call Day if you get around to indicting Ron Johnson. But Senator, I would strongly consider getting a good effing criminal defense attorney. I suspect he has one. Yeah, and I don't mean Jim Troopas. Folks, we are the devil's advocates. It was not Grandma and Grandpa insurrecting at the U.S. Capitol, although, you know, a couple of MAGA grandmas maybe. Come back with us. Dom, you're old enough to be a grandpa soon. More right. Devil's Advocates on the other side. Join us a Thursday. The Dom wishes was a Friday because then it'd be his birthday. 844-96-PARTY.
Oh, I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday Eve to us all. Join us on the lines with your take anytime, talk or text 844-967-2789.
Dom, Ron Johnson representing, but he's not the only one. Also, Congressman from the great state of Wisconsin, Tom Tiffany, Toxic Tom from the 7th CD. That's sort of the, you know, the northwestern portion of the state, Dom. Well, he, like I occasionally, was invited on the C-SPAN, and he went and did a C-SPAN interview, Dom, and I got to tell you, man, that is media dynamite going on the C-SPAN. Yeah. So, anyways, Tom Tiffany, you know, and I will point out, this being my birthday week, Dom, you know what happened to me a couple years in a row on my birthday weekend?
What's that?
I was invited on Fox News. Remember that? Yeah. Wrecked a couple of birthday weekends going on the Fox News. 2 years in a row wrecked my birthday going on Fox News. This year, I didn't even carve out time for C-SPAN. I left my appearance for Tom Tiffany, and Tom made the most of it. As did a caller to the C-SPAN, Dom. We've got the details. Why don't you lay it out for the people? I know you first found this one.
Mr. Tiffany, do you realize you are an abomination? Your judicial committee is a disgrace. You have ruined America. So get in line behind your convicted felon and have a ball.
That sounds like somebody's grandma laying the lumber, Dom.
Well, with that kind of anger, I'm sure she was at the, you know, at the January 6th. Of course not. I highly doubt that. But Ross Stewart goes on. For his part, Tiffany insisted Democrats were using Trump's status as a convicted felon as a political talking point, as the caller pointed out when she said that he was, let's see, what was the quote here? An abomination. I'm hearing it back in the district, he said. It's all about the convicted felon. So you can see what Democrats were attempting to do here. They want to change the subject, and that is why the Department of Justice, through all these cases against President Trump, they were hoping one would stick and they would be able to manipulate it in court in New York City to be able to get this guilty plea. Guilty plea? There's no evidence, of course, that the Department of Justice was involved in prosecuting Trump in New York, but that doesn't stop Toxic Tom Tiffany, the abomination. We played audio of him yesterday. I believe it was on, what, CNN. Oh, he's got this $200,000 check. Well, sir, yeah, that was he gave his brother a loan. That's okay. You know, all these conspiracy theories about how you know, the Biden crime for them, yada, yada. Well, the guy continues to spew a bunch of BS. Again, these representatives, you know, Toxic Tom, man, Ron Johnson. You know, I saw one of the polling, Congress has a 13% approval rating. So say what you want about Joe, hell, even Trump. Congress has a 13% approval rating. I mean, get your act together, people.
You know the problem with that stat, though, Dom? People seemingly like their own congressperson. The incumbency in Congress, I believe, is like 86%. There has not been a Republican, at least that I'm aware of, that has lost a primary yet this congressional elective cycle. Nationwide, dude. Nationwide. 844-967-2789.
Let's squeeze Jeff in from Illinois. Hey, Jeff, welcome to the Devil's Advocates. What do you got for us?
Hey,
Jeff, welcome back.
Thank you. I want to get back to you for that Bears attack, but I've got something very interesting that I know you're going to appreciate for the 34 count orange glove that was saying something about Milwaukee today on the news.
Yeah.
He says it's not a very nice city. Why, if it's such a nice city, are they holding their convention in Milwaukee?
It's horrible. You know, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Jeff, I specifically thought about you. Jeff, I told my wife about your phone call the other night, and I told her I ended by being sarcastic about, you know, the Chicago Bears stuck it to you a little bit, busted some balls, and she just looked at me, and she had utter disappointment on her face, Jeff. But I got to tell you, much like Donald Trump, I got a list of crap hole cities, man, and I gotta tell you, Chi-Town's near the top.
Oh, come on. What?
Well, thank you. No, that's okay. I don't live in Chicago, thank God. I mean, really, that is a crap hole. I agree. I live out in Park Ridge, which is a beautiful place out in the woods. The South Woods,
nice.
As a matter of fact.
Nice. Very I only nice kid there. About Chicago. And
no,
you guys have legal marijuana, man.
Yeah, it's true. They do.
You're not a marijuana guy, Jeff?
Well, I used to be in the old days, but I'm in my 70s now, so the girlfriend I've been with for 18 years says, no, no, no. And, you know, yeah, you got
to
do it.
It's time to find a new girlfriend, Jeff.
Lots of.
Or you find a new one.
You know, you can get the edibles. They're all you know, weighed out. They're safe. They're tested for mold and pesticides.
True.
I mean, it's not like it was. Well, then, you know, if you're in your 70s, Jeff, and you were smoking, you know, the dirt weed from back in the day, this stuff is pretty potent compared to the old days.
Oh, no. I was smoking Maui Wowie.
Oh, good man.
Jamaican Red. I was smoking the good stuff. As a matter of fact, I knew Nick Osley, who invented the the psilocybin mushrooms and worked all that stuff. I lived with Timothy Leary for years. We were taking 100,000 mics of acid a day. I'm really
All right. Thank you for the call, Jeff. 844-967-2789. Love it when our friends down in the Flatlands hang out with us. Love it when you hang out with us as well. We are the Devil's Advocates. It's the Friday Eve show. We will get to the former 34 convicted, 32 felony convictions, whatever. You know, when you get past like five or
34.
Six, all to be the same. He had lots to say. And apparently, the GOP, the mega supportive, the other folks in Congress and the right-wing media, they're coming up with 2, 3, 4, 5, up to 9. I don't know how many different explanations do they have of what the dude actually said. Let's just be honest. The guy, he's not a nice man, and he doesn't like our fair city. My fair city, I do live in Milwaukee, and if they don't want to come here, they don't have to. And I guess in some ways, maybe he's right. It will be less of a glorious city when the right-wing mega fascists come to town.
Come back for Devil's Advocates. More of your calls, 844-967-2789.
Think you know politics? Think again.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday, I wish it was a Friday edition. Dom, it's going to get happier up in here. Although the former president, 34-time convicted felon Donald Trump, casting aspersions on Milwaukee. Do you come to Milwaukee often? He's coming to Racine, that's technically the greater Milwaukee media market, Dom, on Tuesday, June 18th. I have put in for my credentials, and I wonder, you know, is he going to brag about what a great area Racine is in comparison to Milwaukee? Is he going to brag about the success of the Foxconn plant just down the road? The eighth wonder of the world. I mean, why would you go to Racine that seemingly is going to shine light back upon the failed policies of the Wankinator, the Foxconn, and of course, Donald Trump, you were right down with this. This was your economic development promise to the people of the state of Wisconsin. Did he deliver? He did not deliver, Dom. I'm not sure why.
No,
he would go back to Racine to cast light upon. Because Joe Biden went to Studebaker not so long ago. That's Racine County. And he went there to, you know, sort of acknowledge the boom. The Microsoft, the billions of dollars investment, you know, not from a foreign corporation, and the billions of dollars in this case will not come from the taxpayers of the state of Wisconsin. So just contrasting that. Also, Jill Biden in Green Bay, is that today or tomorrow? Jill's in Green Bay.
Tomorrow, yes. Wife. Yes, Jill Biden will be in Wisconsin tomorrow, according to the Wisconsin State Journal. Seeking to drum up support from area seniors for President Joe Biden's reelection campaign heading into the November matchup against the 34-time convicted felon Donald Trump. Apparently, the First Lady will attend a 1:30 p.m. event in Green Bay with local seniors. According to Biden's campaign, additional details were not immediately available on Wednesday. Thus today.
Seniors, or as Ron Johnson would call them, January 6th insurrectionists. And as senatorial candidate Eric Hudvey might say, those approaching death that shouldn't have the right to vote, at least if they live in a nursing home. Have you seen the newest ads from Tammy Baldwin?
I actually just saw one, I think, on the cable. I don't have the sound up, but a lot of black and white and shady images of the California Hudvey.
No, I was talking specifically about the octogenarians and older that were coming out on behalf of Tammy Baldwin saying, this other guy wants his dead, doesn't think we have the right to vote. I would say it's a fairly effective ad, considering what Hudvey has said.
What was the exact term? Because he didn't say old people can't vote. He said something like, well, you're 6 months to death. You're really not there. Here's what he said. I had to look it up quick. If you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 months life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote. So I guess he's not saying that they can't vote. He's just saying that they're, you know, too close to death to be able to formulate a cognitive, rational decision on who to vote for. So they shouldn't vote. Yeah. Anyway, Hovde, he's interesting.
He is. What a fine crop these Republicans make. And of course, the 34-time convicted felon, former president nominee, coming to Milwaukee to accept the nomination, question mark, today,
or
called
not.
The city a horrible city.
Well, I mean,
depending on whose version of it you take.
Right. Saw this one over at the NBC News, Crudy. Again, 844-967-2789. Apparently, Trump preparing for a scenario in which he will be unable to attend the RNC, a decision influenced in part by the possibility that he could be sentenced to home confinement after his historic conviction late last month. Preparations are being made at both Mar-a-Lago, his home in Florida, and in Milwaukee, the host city, the horrible city, according to Trump, for the convention next month, should Trump either choose to make appearances from afar or be unable to attend. According to two sources familiar with the planning, he'll know, man. Maybe he'll be hanging out with Aaron Rodgers somewhere, that he really wants to be somewhere else. The campaign, in conjunction with the RNC planning. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, if Trump and this MKE RNC 2024, why did they come to Milwaukee? Of course, it's a swing city. It's a very important state for Donald Trump to win.
Swing state, not much of a swing city.
And he
city.
Crapped on the city. Well, the out exurbs, suburban Milwaukee, is definitely turning and swinging to the blue. But anyways, Donald Trump needs to perform well in southeastern Wisconsin, the greater Milwaukee metro, let's just say, to carry the state this time around. And also, this whole bringing the convention here was to troll the fact that Joe Biden didn't actually make it to Milwaukee in 2020, right, Dom? Never actually set foot here. Had something of a Delaware convention. So this was the ultimate troll. And, you know, if it's good politics, so be it. But if Donald Trump cannot attend because he's under house confinement, house arrest, or better yet, Dom, if his ass was in Rikers, well, that would make a ironic contrast. Neither president would have made it to their respective conventions here in Milwaukee. It would sort of defeat the whole troll, wouldn't it, Dom?
It certainly would. Senior advisor Brian Hughes said this to NBC on a statement. The campaign, in conjunction with the RNC, is planning an amazing convention program that will highlight the party and officially designate President Trump's nomination. President Trump will be featured as an active part of this official event and celebration of our pathway to victory in November. After the article was published on Thursday, Hughes sent an additional statement saying, at no time has convention planning involved any option that President Trump in person, at no time has convention planning involved any option that President Trump in person to accept his formal nomination as president. Doesn't seem to be reported properly, or at least written properly. In case of a potential house arrest, the Republican National Committee is already setting up convention-themed staging at Mar-a-Lago, along with a massive screen at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, where most convention activities take place. A Republican operative who toured the convention said, if you look at what's been released about the stage at our convention, it's going to be the highest tech stage ever. It will allow the campaign to utilize people not in Milwaukee to be projected into the hall. This will give President Trump an opportunity to participate in more days of the convention if he chooses to. That person continued. Right.
Are we going to have like a hologram Trump up there? Didn't they do like a hologram Michael Jackson tour years after death?
Hologram,
oh, yeah. Hologram. I see how you're dancing.
Dancing, you know. Come on. So of course, but the campaigner, you know, they said, no, we're not making any plans, but they seemingly are, which would be wise, because you don't know what's going to happen if the guy's in under house arrest, or who knows what the circumstances will be by then.
That would be a contrast to 2016. If you'll recall, Dom, tradition is that the nominee really doesn't come out until they come to accept the nomination. But Trump broke with tradition, broke with norms, let's just say. He appeared on every night of his own convention, did he not? Didn't he come out on the stage every frickin' night? And the big drama about Milwaukee is not whether or not Donald Trump's going to be here, Dom. It's whether or not his new cell block from Rikers is going to be his vice presidential running mate or not.
I mean, hell, you know, he's been working with his former CFO, Alan Weisselberg, for years and years. I mean, he's kind of a toady. Maybe he'll have Weisselberg be his VP.
Here, and I know we weren't really planning on talking about VPs. If Trump was strategic, he would pick the guy from Virginia. What's his name? Glenn Youngkin. If he was strategic, because Virginia offers 13 electoral votes, and if the Republicans could carry Virginia, that would change the electoral math. It'd make it much easier for Donald Trump to win. I suspect he won't. He will not do the strategic thing, Dom. He might pick a female, but I suspect it'll be another white dude from Florida, maybe. Or, you know, a Latino or a black guy, because he's got his choice, both Marco Rubio and Brian Donald. The problem posed there is your VP and your president aren't supposed to be from the same state, Dom. And even if he, you know, lost his mind and picked Ron DeSantis, there are three Florida men on the short list for convicted felon and Florida man Donald Trump's VP list. You might have to go with puppy shooting Christy Gnome just to get someone from out of state.
Or maybe he goes with Youngkin. You know, hard to say. I'm not going to try to get inside of Donald Trump's head on anything. And this is another one, Gertie. We have this debate party, folks. We got a presidential debate watch party, Barrymore Theater in Madison. June 27th, 7 p.m. Crudy, Dom, Maggie Dong going to step up, have some fun. The actual debate hosted by CNN will start at 8 o'clock. So then I get up and I see this one this morning. Former President Donald Trump claimed that he might intentionally lose the first presidential debate of 2024 in an effort to keep President Joe Biden on the Democratic ticket. What? During an interview that aired Thursday,
I'm going to throw game six of the playoffs.
Trump sought to lower expectations for his debate performance. He argued that Biden should take a drug test before the event. They're going to feed him a lot of stuff. We should do a drug test, he demanded. I'd love to do a drug test beforehand. If he makes it through, no matter what, how bad, no matter how bad he is, they'll say he was great, he continued. Trump said he did not want Biden removed from the Democratic ticket, even though he polls better than many other contenders. Well, you know, interestingly, they've done polling, and I do better almost than almost against almost everybody. And so they don't want to take him off. It depends. Maybe I'm better off losing the debate, Trump added. I'll make sure he stays. I'll lose the debate on purpose. Maybe I'll do something like that. Wow. Lowering expectations, you know. Again, as we talked about yesterday, the guys, he's losing it. He's losing it. He just can't talk without the teleprompters. You know, he goes off. He tells you the poem about the snake, and he talks about the sharks and the electric boats and the electrocution. I choose electrocution every time. I mean, man, what if that were prescient? 844-967-2789.
Dom, you know, he reminds me of you, perhaps, on track day at the end of elementary school, where all the kids have to run on the track, and you go and you race each one of your classmates, and you have to pick a few events. I can just see Dom, I'm gonna throw this event. You know, I'm just trying to up the money on my bets for the half mile later in the race, later yeah, in the day.
Just sandbagging it so I can throw some money on it. Is that what I'm doing? Come on. I mean, Trump doesn't want to lose any part ever. You think he's actually going to, purposefully, I don't know, have a mind melt like he normally does? I mean, the fact that he wouldn't throw this out there, of course, this goes to show you the mentality, where the guy's head is at. I do think if Joe Biden comes on his game, that he will wipe the floor with Donald Trump, certainly, especially if they follow rules and mics get shut off and you only have so much time to to make your points, because Donald Trump has a hell of a hard time making a point. If it's not about Donald Trump, it's really hard for him to focus. I mean, even the shark and drowning thing, it's all about him. Well, what if I'm in a boat, in an electric boat, and you start sinking, there's a shark over there? Me. What about one of your kids? Man, what about the voter? Do you care about anything other than yourself? Of course he does not. He can't even lose his mind, go off track, go off topic, and not be about Donald Trump.
I don't care about you. I just want your votes. Folks, we are the devil's advocates. We never throw a segment around here. Nothing but the greatest radio show ever, each and every day, 3 hours a day. That's why you're listening right now. Be a part. Make it better. 844-967-2789. And also, I see your boy Alex Jones may not be coming to the Fiserv Forum. Disappointing. Who will eat your ass?
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open for your take, talk, or text. Hit us up, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I was just checking the weather. Donald Trump coming to Racine, Wisconsin. I did check the Milwaukee weather, you know, horrible as associating those two cities might be. But I checked the weather, Dom. 92 and sunny on Tuesday. It might be hot out there. Trump's concert's going to be melting, fella.
We talked about it. Let's throw it out there so folks get the understanding. So if you're going to get your tickets, you might want to get your refund because, as mentioned, conspiracy theorist Alex Jones dumped from a September event of the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee featuring former Fox News personality Tucker Carlson. I mean, it's horrible when Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones come to town, apparently following heavy criticism. The website for Carlson's tour now says the September 16th event in Milwaukee will feature Carlson with a special guest, TBA. TBA! The news that Jones had been
could
cut
be
was
you, Dom.
First reported by conservative radio host and Crudy's buddy, Mark Belling. The arena's social media accounts originally said Tuesday that both Carlson and InfoWars founder Jones were coming to Fiserv Forum, but by late afternoon on the day, the caption on Fiserv's Instagram post had been edited to remove it. As mentioned yesterday, he's got some of the very special guests that's going to be rolling around with Carlson. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump Jr., and Megyn Kelly. So get your tickets now.
844-967-2789. You know, I was quite eager to get Snoop Dogg tickets for the Pottawatomie Casino. I might miss the Tucker Carlson event. You know, if Alex Jones isn't coming, it's just not worth my money, Dom.
No Alex Jones, folks. But we have other news, and this one I gotta throw out there. I had to check a couple of sources because it seemed like, wait, what's happening here? I think originally saw it at the Daily Mail, but also have another one here from WGN9. A woman who reportedly has ties to Illinois and of course Milwaukee. We'll tell you that in a moment. Is wanted by authorities in the United Kingdom in connection for a murder-for-hire plot against the owner of a Birmingham boutique and his family, Amy Beatro. Now, apparently, Amy Beatro is like some administrator for the Milwaukee Brewers. Apparently, she flew to Chicago 2 days after pulling a gun on her target in the Birmingham village of Ancox Green in September of 19, a UK jury heard, according to the Telegraph. She ran off when the gun jammed, but later returned and fired shots at a home shortly before texting the father of her would-be victim with threatening messages. Stop playing hide-and-seek, and where are you hiding? Hey, come out wherever you are. What? The Mirror reported in April that Beatro is originally from Chicago. The men who allegedly hired her, Muhammad Nazir and his son Muhammad Islam, were recently found guilty of conspiracy in Birmingham Crown Court. The newspaper reported in court, jurors heard how Aslam and Nazir hired Beatro and flew her to Birmingham to kill a man named Sikander Ali, with whom Aslam and Nazir had an ongoing dispute, the International Business Times reported. The man allegedly wanted revenge for an incident nearly a year earlier inside Ali's clothing store that left both men injured and the store badly damaged. Prosecutors said on the day of the failed shooting, she donned a hijab to disguise herself, got out of a Mercedes, and calmly walked towards Ali with her target and pointed a gun at him. Mercifully and luckily for him, the gun jammed, the prosecutor told the court. It was the next day when she returned in a taxi, fired shots at a home, and sent threatening text messages. She flew back to Chicago 2 days after the failed shooting, but not before contacting Virgin Atlantic in an unsuccessful attempt to have Nazir accompany her, the International Business Times said. Apparently, she continues to elude British authorities, and without naming her, a West Midlands police spokesman sent a statement on WGN, efforts to locate the woman we believe to be involved in a conspiracy scheme. So now we posted it up on the Devil's Advocates Facebook page. And folks, if you don't follow the Devil's Advocates, why, of course, why wouldn't you? But the Milwaukee hookup here is what really kind of like shocked me. She's works in admin for the
Milwaukee. That's horrible, Dom.
That's horrible. It's horrible. Let's see. She's 44. She flew over from her native Milwaukee. Now, again, this is edited as of yesterday. This is from the Daily Mail to kill this guy. And let's see, the trial in the UK heard how the hit woman, who worked as an administrator from the Milwaukee Brewers baseball team, disguised herself before trying to gun down Ali outside his house in 2019. So I mean,
what happened? She showed up in a Bernie Brewer costume? Or was she one of the racing sausages?
Apparently she wore the hijab. And that was her way of concealing her identity. But wow, way to go. So, you know, is that excused absence? Did she take the PTO? And does she have some like season tickets that she can't use anymore? There is no suggestion that she stands accused of any other attempted hits. So what, this is your first time? And you go, you know, cap the house a few times and start taunting your victims? That doesn't seem like this is the first time at the rodeo, man. You know what I mean?
Come out wherever you are. Yeah, represent Milwaukee. What a horrible city.
And Chicago. We'll talk about that. Chicago.
I also mentioned, Jeff, you know, I also crapped on your fair city, Chicago, a little bit earlier. Come on back. Donald Trump went up to the Hill, little pep rally with the GOP.
Is that what it was?
He was rooting for RNC MKE 2024. And that horrible city that is Milwaukee. We'll talk about it. The whole world's talking about it. And we'll do so as well. I will eat your ass.